Now then, I'm Mike Harding here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you the very best in the world of folk roots and acoustic music. Loads of great stuff as ever. Last night, I happened to be in the Victoria Hall Settle, which is just down the hill from where I am at the moment. The Vic is a lovely old hall. In fact, it is the oldest music hall in the country. Anyway, the Damien O'Kane Trio were on, supported by that great Irish singer, Derry Farrell. It was a cracking night, so I thought I would start off with the song that Damien finished his set with. It's hard to believe, because there's so much tech stuff going on in this track, it's hard to believe that he actually was able to reproduce it fully on stage in Settle last night, with a lot of foot pedals, a lot of tap dancing going on. And I think if he got the sequence of foot pedals wrong, he might well have launched an intercontinental ballistic missile against Moscow. But here's the breaking of Omagh Jail.
From the county of Tyrone, among the pretty fair maids from Cookstown I'm well known. A curse a girl against me swore has caused me to bewail, and now I am a prisoner lodged in Omagh Jail. On Friday last the 21st, the prisoners they were tried. They were brought back onto the cells, the sentences to abide. They sleep in such a night as that, but clean and not agree. So fully bound to work, we went to gain our liberty. Now I had two comrades in my cell, to them I told my plan, to see if they were willing to join me heart and hand. They answered me quite manfully, their courage never would fail. So fully bent to work, we went to break from Omagh Jail. Thrice all things are well, says I, me boys, that's good. I laughed at him right heartily, for I knew I could prevail to break the wall both large and high that did surround the jail. I scaled the wall, as you may see, like a ship in full sail. All danger passed and freed at last from being in Omagh Jail. I took the road like a hunted deer and never more looked round, till 7 miles had parted me from Omagh Jail. And to ye jailers and police, I hope we'll meet no more. Farewell for maids of Cookstown, I'm sorry we part so soon. All danger past and freed at last, our ship sails this forenoon. From Derry Quay she bears away with a sweet and pleasant gale. All danger past and freed at last, from the cares of Omagh Jail.
Stuff. The breaking of Omagh Jail, Damien O'Kane from his album Summer Hill. And the lad is on tour throughout March. He's in Liverpool tonight, and then he goes on to Buxton, Shrewsbury, and all over the country, finishing in London. I think it's the 29th of March. You can check his website out by going through ours. www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. There'll be a link through to Damien's website, and you'll find his tour dates there. He's a busy boy. He's going to be playing Moonbeams Festival, and he's also going on tour with his missus, Kate Rusby. So there's no sleep till November. Now, last week I played a track from Eliza Carthy's new album, and it spurred me to go and look at the back catalogue. And I'm glad I did, because what a fantastic singer and musician she is, and always has been. since she was a toddler, I suspect. The daughter of Martin Carthy and Norma Waterson, how could she not be an extremely talented lass? From the album Wayward Daughter, which is a compilation of her best tracks, this is her version of a song I first heard sung in a pub in London many, many years ago. Willow Tree.
As I passed by, hey, willow tree, that willow leaf blew down on me. I picked it up, it would not break. I passed my love, he would not speak. Oh, speak, young man, and don't be shy, be shy. For I'm the girl, can't pass you by. Oh, friends we met and friends we'll part. You'll take my hand but not my heart. I wished your bosom were a glass, so I could view it through and through, just to view the secrets of your heart. If I love one, I can love two.
Jazz feel to that piece, Eliza Carthy's version of Willow Tree from her album Wayward Daughter Disc 2. Great stuff. Now, there's a new CD just out from Sharon Shannon called Sacred Earth. Sharon Shannon is one of the world's great musicians. Fantastic melodeon player, and over the years she's worked with many, many great musicians. Well, on this album she's got together six Shetland fiddlers. She's got Sekou Keita on the kora, the African harp, Finbar Fury singing Jim Reeves, Greg Guy, the son of Buddy Guy, on guitar, and the album was recorded in England, Ireland, Australia, America and Poland. The result, I think, is a cracking album. I'm going to play you a track now called Rushin Bay. Beautiful African township feel to the opening of this track. And then in comes the melodeon with one of Sharon's own tunes, heavily, of course, influenced by Irish traditional music. The result, I think, is a stunning track. But let's see what you think. Great stuff. When I use the word typical, I don't mean that to be disparaging, but there's Sharon again, gathering a group of great musicians around her and producing something entirely unique. And that's typical of her, because she is actually a genius. Sharon Shannon from the album Sacred Earth with a set of tunes there, Jig and the Reel, collectively called Rushine Bay. Now, Rachel Hamer is a young woman from the northeast of these islands, from the Newcastle area, and she's steeped in folk music, both traditional and contemporary. I think her mum and dad brainwashed her from quite an early age with topic albums. She's formed a band, the Rachel Hamer Band. They've an album out called Hard Ground, and I really like it. The track I'm going to play is written by Alan Bell. It was created for a BBC programme on the Settle Carlisle Railway, which runs just past this shed I'm sitting in. 3,000 men and women live just up the valley in shanties at Ribble Head for the 6 years it took to build the viaduct up there. The line was the last line built entirely by hand, picks, shovels and dynamite and navvy power. That's what built the line. The navvies, quote, that most despicable race of men, unquote. They came here, they worked until the line was finished and moved on somewhere else. The song that Alan wrote is about the women's experience following the men from camp to camp. In this case, the woman who gives her name to the title of the song is called Alice White, and one of the things she mentions is jumping the brush. In those wild, and they were wild, and harsh days, there were no priests or ministers following the navvies round from camp to camp. So people, if they wanted to get married, they used to put a broomstick down and jump over it. And the two of them would jump the broomstick, or in some cases, the candlestick, and they would be regarded by everybody around them as legally married. It all becomes fairly clear in the song, The Ballad of Alice White.
Alice White, I'll have you all to know, I left my father's farm a long time ago. My mother called me a silly lass, she said I'd rue the day that I followed on the heels of the navvy. That I followed on the heels, that I followed on the heels, that I followed on the heels of the navvies. My first man, Dandy Jack, he was handsome, young and fine, and we travelled throughout England as we trudged from line to line. We lived in shanty houses with lodgers and children three, as I worked my best to please the navvies. I worked my best to please, oh, I worked my best to please. Oh, I worked my best to please the navvies. When Dandy Jack was killed beneath the fall of stone, I cursed and rued the day that ever I was born. But the children needed feeding, many men looked at me, so I jumped the brush to stay with the navvies. I jumped the brush to stay, oh, I jumped the brush to stay, oh, I jumped the brush to stay with the navvies. Thank you. another man just to keep us all alive. And now I've had so many men, they call me Alice Free. As I've lived my life away with the navvies, I've lived my life away. Oh, I've lived my life away. Oh, I've lived my life away with the navvies. Now I'm getting old and grey before my time, with the work and the child's bearing as we trudged from line to line. I often think of poor Dandy Jack, lying so cold in his grave. He's the only one I loved of the navvies.
Alice White, the Rachel Hamer Band, the album Hard Ground, the song that tells the story of the navvy woman's life. The navvies were called that because the first thing they built were the canals, the navigation, the waterways of this country, hence the nickname, the navvies. And as I said before, they were called that most despicable race of men, by politicians, of course, not by their mates. Now, here's another track from Rag Mama Rag's new CD, Some Old Day. And it's a question that was pertinent in 1930s America when it was written, and is pertinent to this very moment. How can a poor man stand such times and live?
Everything was cheap. Price of things these days make a poor man weep. Well, when we get our grocery bill, feel like making out our will. Tell me how can a poor man stand such times and live? And tell me how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, the doctor comes around with his face all bright. Says, boy, in a little while, it's gonna be alright. Well, all he gives you is a bitter pill, well, a dose of dope, and a great big bill. Well, tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Mm-hmm. well, preachers these days, they only preach for gold. That's what keeps the poor folks way down in a hole. Well, the working man, he saves a little pay, and the banker, he blows it all away. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
Indeed. Damn good question. How can a poor man stand such times and live? Rag Mama Rag from their brand new CD, Some Old Day. Now, also, as I mentioned before, at Settle Victoria Hall last night was Derry Farrell, great young Irish singer. He's been nominated, would you believe, for no less than 3 awards at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. None of them, I must add, are for his dancing, which is actually quite rubbish. But he's singing, bouzouki playing, choice of songs, and the love he has for his music is phenomenal. It was great watching him live on stage last night, the first night of a major tour, and he had the audience in the palm of both of his hands. Here's Derry Farrell from his first album, called The First Turn, with his version of a song which is sometimes called The Blind Man He Could See, sometimes called Marrow Bones, or in Ireland, more often than not, it's called Tipping It Up to Nancy.
There lived a woman in our town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly, another one twice as well. Me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. She went to the chemist shop, remedies to find. Says she, have you got anything that'll make me husband blind? Me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. Says she give him eggs and marrow bones and make him suck them all. It won't be so very long after when he won't see you at all. Now with me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. So she gave him eggs and marrow bones, she made him suck them all, and it wasn't so very long after when he could not see the wall. Now with me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, it's here I cannot stay. I think I'll go and drown myself, says she. Come on, I'll show you the way. With me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim, but sly enough for Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Now with me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. She swam through the river, she swam through the brim, crying, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Shut up, says he, a silly old fool, you know poor Martin's blind. Now with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. There's 9 in me family, and none of them are me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, me tip Finnecanary, oh, with me right, Finnecanary, oh, and tipping her up to Nancy. Oh, no, town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly, another one twice as well. Now with me right for Finnegan, there we all meet in Finnegan. All with me right for Finnegan, there we all, we're tipping her up to Nancy.
Derry Farrell from his album The First Turn with Tipping It Up to Nancy, a song, by the way, that Christy Moore learned from the singing of the Irish traveller John Riley, who by then had settled down and was living in County Roscommon. John Riley, as I mentioned in the recent programme on traveller and gypsy songs, gave many, many fantastic songs and ballads to the Irish song tradition. If you've not heard that show, do go back a couple of weeks and have a listen, because it's full of great gypsy and traveller music. I'm going to play another Irish song now, not because Paddy's Day was just a couple of days back, but simply because it is a fabulous song. Just to bore a few of you out there, the shed that I'm in, broadcasting from, is not just the centre of a mighty media empire, it's also the place where I do me fly tying, for fishing for trout and sea trout on the River Ribble, just down below me. So the bench I'm sat at has got a big computer screen and speakers and loads of CDs all round me and instruments hanging on the wall. And behind me, there's another bench with loads of feathers and fluff and wire with which I tie the flies that I go and try and get the trout to jump on the end of the hook with. Very unsuccessfully, I may say, on certain occasions. Anyway, when I'm sitting here tying my flies, I just set the computer to play me random music, and I was listening to a load of tracks from Andy Irvine, and it came to me that his version of The Demon Lover has to be one of the best ever. The Demon Lover, sometimes called The House Carpenter, tells the story of the devil appearing to a young married woman, enticing her away, and in the end, there's that wonderful chilling verse. What are those hills, she says, looking out from the boat that he's just in the act of destroying? He says, those are the hills of heaven, and you and I are not going to go there. On one of those hills so dark over there, she says. And he says, those are the hills of hell, where you and I are bound. Ah, the wages of sin, 'twas ever thus.
I've come to claim my former vows. Long ago you gave me that long ago you gave me. Oh, hold your tongue of your former vows, for they will only cause strife. Hold your tongue of your former vows. I'm become a wife, for I am become. Here it blinded to see, I would never have trodden on Irish ground if it had not been for thee, all for the love of thee. For I could have married the king's daughter fair, I'm sure she'd have married me. I refused her crowns of gold, all for the love of thee, thee, it's all for the love. King's daughter fair, I'm sure it's you are to blame. I am married to a ship's carpenter. I think he's a very fine man. I think he's a fine young man. If I were to leave my husband dear, my sweet little baby, also, what would you have to take me to? If with you I should go, if with you I should go. I have seven ships all on the sea, the eighth
one brought me to land with 24 bold mariners and music on every hand, but music on every hand. She took her baby all in her arms and kisses gave him three, saying, stay at home with your father, my dear, and keep him good company, and keep him company. She took her comb all in her hand and dressed herself in green, and every town that she passed through, they took her to be some queen, they took her to be some queen. She set her foot upon the ship, no mariners could she behold. The sails were of the taffeta, with masts of the beaten gold, masts of beaten gold. They had not sailed a league, but barely three, till dismal grew his countenance, and angry grew the sea, angry grew the sea. They had not sailed a league, but barely three, till she espied his cloven foot, and she wept right bitterly, she wept right bitterly. Hold your tongue if you're weeping, says he, you're weeping, now let me be, and I will show you how lilies grow on the banks of the deep blue sea, the banks of the deep blue sea. What are those hills? They look so white, they look as white as snow. Those are the hills of heaven, he cried, where your little baby will go, but you and I will not know. Hills, they look so black, they look as black as night. Those are the hills of hell, he cried, where you and I will unite, where you and I will unite. When she turned her round about, much taller he seemed to be, until the cups of that gallant ship, no taller were they than he, no taller were they than he. He struck the topmast with his hand, the foremast with his knee. He broke that gallant ship in two, and sank her in the sea, and sank her in the sea.
Love that image of the demon lover rising until he's as tall as the topmost mast of the ship, and then he just smashes it with his fist. Great ballad, The Demon Lover, or sometimes, as I said, it's known as The House Carpenter, Andy Irvine from his album Abo Kura. And I played that because it is a classic of all time. Now, I was thinking the other day, and I've made a decision. What I'm going to do for the next 10 or 12 weeks, or however long it happens to carry on for, is play 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks in the middle of the show from what I would call the great little labels of the world. The great little record companies that for years and years have been putting out fantastic folk albums, keeping the flag flying, keeping the faith, and bringing wonderful music to us all. I'm doing it in alphabetical order, so the first record company I'm going to be playing tracks from is Appleseed Recordings. It was set up in 1997 by the attorney and activist Jim Musselman in the United States, and he wanted a record company that was devoted to releasing socially conscious folk and roots, mostly contemporary, some by well-established musicians and some by emerging and lesser-known musicians. They're based in Pennsylvania in a town called Westchester, and they've released more than 100 albums, had 10 Grammy nominations, 2 Grammy Awards, and more importantly, has introduced music to the world that is actually helping to change things. I'm going to open with the song The Ghost of Tom Joad, performed by Pete Seeger and Bruce Springsteen, and that comes from the album Sowing the Seeds, the 10th anniversary. And I'll quote here from Jim Musselman. "I feel that Bruce has carried on Pete's legacy in many, many ways. And when Pete Seeger sings, 'Wherever someone is struggling to be free, look in your eyes, Mom, you'll see me,' and Bruce Springsteen echoes the line, then it is to me the sound of a torch being passed."
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shelter lines stretching round the corner. Welcome to the New World Order. Families sleeping in their cars in the Southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
He pulls a prayer book out of a sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a butt antiques of gray. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Cardboard box neath the underpass. We got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Waving in the city at dawn.
The highway is alive tonight.
The highway. Alive tonight.
But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Where it's headed.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire light.
Sitting down here in the campfire light.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad.
Now Tom said, "Mom, wherever there's a cop beating a guy, wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, where there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air, look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Wherever there's somebody fighting for a place to stand, for a decent job or a helping hand, wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom. You'll see me.
Wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom. You'll see me.
The highway is alive tonight.
The highway is alive tonight.
But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Where it's headed, everybody knows.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire
sitting
light.
Sitting down here in the campfire light.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad.
Thank you.
must have heard that song a dozen times or more, and yet it still makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Two great men of American music, Pete Seeger and Bruce Springsteen, from the album Sowing the Seeds, the 10th anniversary. Appleseed Recordings, The Ghost of Tom Joad, of course, written by the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Another Appleseed track, an instrumental track now, Dave Brumberg, one of the major figures in Americana from the 60s onwards, singer and instrumentalist. Here he is with a trio of tunes, Cattle in the Cane, Forked Deer, and Monroe's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
Well, that nailed it, didn't it? Brilliant stuff. As a mandolin player, I was drooling listening to that last track. Cattle in the Cane, Forked Deer and Monroe's Hornpipe. The David Bromberg Band from the album Only Slightly Mad on the Appleseed label. Another Appleseed record was one of my favourites from Mike and Peggy Seeger called Fly Down Little Bird. Mike and Peggy, of course, brother and sister of the great Pete Seeger, were raised in the Depression era in a household steeped in traditional acoustic folk. The 14 songs on the album Fly Down Little Bird were, as Peggy says, quote, learned in childhood and recorded in adulthood. There's Mike playing banjos, harmonica, fiddle, guitar and mandolin, and Peggy on banjo, guitar, piano and lap dulcimer. The album is a gem of American traditional mountain music. This track always makes me think of the times I spent travelling the Appalachian Mountains, the Smokies and the Blue Ridge Mountains in particular, and the great days I had in Highlands, North Carolina. This is Mike and Peggy Seeger with My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains. Across the Blue Ridge Mountains, Mike and Peggy Seeger from the album Fly Down Little Bird. The last track in this little bit of homage to Appleseed recordings comes from an album called Spine, recorded by Cordelia's dad. one of the most interesting young bands to come out of the late 90s of America. It was comprised of Tim Erickson on vocals, guitar and banjo, probably one of the finest folk ballad singers in North America, Kath Oss on vocals, mountain dulcimer and accordion, who's now living and working in the UK, Peter Irvine on vocals and frame drum, and Laura Risk, who many of you will know is a great fiddler and singer. Their performances of songs from the Appalachian Mountains and New England and their instrumentals just took the folk world by storm. And the fact that Appleseed saw their potential and picked up on them and gave them a recording life shows, I think, what a great little label Appleseed Recordings is. Regular listeners to this show might remember me saying that this is one of my favourite tracks of theirs ever. Called The Granite Mills, it tells the story of a disaster in a mill which was largely being worked by workers from Lancashire who'd emigrated to America hoping for a better life. But what they got, of course, was nothing like. Granite Mills from Cordelia's Dad, their album Spine, one of the classics. 1997 it was recorded, would you believe, one of the many classics on the Appleseed Recordings label, one of the great little labels of the folk world, and I'll be delving into the output of more great folk labels as the weeks progress. Now, I played a classic earlier on in the show, the Andy Irvine version of The Demon Lover, and it's time now for another folk classic. From the album A Woman's Voice, which is a compilation, as you might imagine, of great women singers, this is Linda Thompson with, I think, one of the best versions on the planet, in the cosmos, in creation of the traditional song, I Live Not Where I Love.
If ever I should prove false to my jewel,
singing sweetly and publicly songs of pleasure and of love. For my heart is with him altogether, though I live not where I
live not where I love, Linda Thompson, and that version comes from the album A Woman's Voice. Now, one of the folk scene's best loved performers is fiddler, singer, raconteur and good time Charlie, Tom McConville. I've lost count of the number of albums he's done, but I think it must be in excess of 20, and all of them have been cracking albums. His latest offering is called Sailing to the Far Side of the World, and from it, this is the title track.
Goodbye, misty river, it's time for me to go. No more I shiver in this ice and snow. I'm gonna take my chances on the southern seas. I'm rolling down the Nancy, I know she waits for me. She'll kick off her shoes, and when she dances, no one in this wild world can compare. When I get back home, I'll marry Nancy. I'm sailing to the far side of the world. Some men take their pleasure by what they've bought and sold. Me, I have a treasure that's worth much more than gold. The tempest they may rob me, I'll roll with the cards. When I see my Nancy, hey, I'm gonna roll her in my arms. She'll kick up her shoes, and when she dances, no one in this wild world can compare. When I get back home, I'll marry Nancy, I'm sailing to the far side of the world. Like my rum with sugar, take my lime juice neat. When I see Fremantle, I'm gonna kiss the street. Well, I don't mind Yankee dollars, I don't mind English pounds. When I get my portion, well, I'm gonna paint the town. She'll kick up her shoes, and when she dances, no one in this wild world can compare. When I get back home, I'll marry Nancy. I'm sailing to the far side of the world. Goodbye, misty river, it's time for me to go. No more sure in this ice and snow. I'm gonna take my chances on the southern seas. I'm rolling back to Nancy, I know she waits for me. She'll kick off her shoes when she dances. No one in this wild world can compare. When I get back home, I'll marry Nancy. I'm sailing to the far side of the world.
Sailing to the Far Side of the World. Tom McConville, the title track from his most recent album. Now, Noel Hill is, for my money, like Sharon Shannon, one of the great geniuses of traditional music. I've been following him ever since I got hold of one of his early albums, perhaps even his first album, simply called The Irish Concertina, which he recorded with Tony Linnan. An amazing album of great traditional music. And in fact, if you go on YouTube, you'll find videos of him recorded by RTE, Radio Telefisera, and the Irish TV station. There are videos of Noel at a ridiculously young age playing the most amazing concertina. He comes from the great County Clare tradition of concertina players. His latest album is called Live in New York, and from it, this is a set of reels called Farewell to Finbar, which is a sort of group name. The two reels are The Hollybush and Pigtown. And as an example of sustained solo playing, which is so full and so accurate and yet so imbued with soul, I don't think this can be bettered. Well, that man certainly is some musician. That was Farewell to Finbar, brackets, The Hollybush, forward stroke, Pigtown, from Noel Hill's new album, Live in New York. I played a track by the band Coven a couple of weeks back. Coven is O'Hooley and Tito, together with Lady Masery, and the young singer from Leicester, Grace Petrie. I didn't know very much about Grace. I'd heard a couple of tracks of hers way back, and I started to dig deep and find out more about her. And the more I find, the more I like. She's an uncompromising singer-songwriter who, for me, is carrying on the tradition begun, if you like, by people like Woody Guthrie, and in These Islands carried on by Rob Johnson and Leon Russellson. In answer to an article in The Guardian which claimed, quote, there's no such thing as a protest singer, she went out and made an album full of protest songs called There's No Such Thing as a Protest Singer. From it, this is God Save the Hungry.
Am I an agitator for not thinking it's cool that some were born to suffer while some were born to rule? Does that make me a traitor? Before you toss that word around, please understand that I love this land of mine. And yeah, it's true, God ain't my thing, but if he was, I'd rather sing for all of the refugees perishing in foreign seas. Those bodies washed up on the shores were fleeing our state-sponsored wars, and our leader sees nothing wrong, so I wrote him a brand new song that goes, God save the hungry, God save the poor, God save those desperate souls whose lives were torn apart by war. God save the homeless and those with disabilities and all the other targets of this heartless ideology. And there's a long and shameful list of folks we need God to assist. But those who sleep in palaces at night, I think they're doing all right. Britain could be greater if it had fairness at its heart. Oh, this nation altogether is more than the sum of its parts. But they'll call you a traitor for even daring to believe a sleight of hand from those who bleed this land dry. And yeah, it's true, God ain't my thing, but if he was, I'd rather sing for all of the refugees perishing in foreign seas. Those bodies washed up on the shores were fleeing our state-sponsored wars, and our leader sleeps sound at night, 'cause he's got all the lyrics right. Well, God save the hungry, and God save the poor, and God save those desperate souls whose lives were torn apart by war. God save the homeless and those with disabilities and all the other targets of this heartless ideology. And there's a long and shameful list of folks we need God to assist. But those who sleep in palaces at night, I think they're doing all right. I think they're doing all right. So give me a song that won't stick in my throat. If you agree the only power we should respect is that come from a vote, so give me a song that won't stick in my throat to see our millionaire politicians say we're all in the same boat. And yeah, it's true, God ain't my thing, but if he was, I'd rather sing for all of the refugees perishing in foreign seas. Those bodies washed up on the shores were fleeing our state-sponsored wars, and our leader sees nothing wrong, so raise your voices, sing along. Yeah, God save the hungry, and God save the poor, God save those desperate souls whose lives were torn apart by war. God save the homeless and those with disabilities and all the other targets of this Tory ideology. And my gratitude to all the brave soldiers spinning in their grave to see the eaten mess that they've made of the sacrifice they gave to tear apart the welfare state and all that ever made Britain great. While those to sleep in palaces tonight. Yeah, they're still doing alright. They're still doing alright.
Grace Petrie from the album There's No Such Thing as a Protest Singer, proving the statement completely wrong. A terrific song, God Save the Hungry. Just got time for one more track before I play Brig Fair from Steam Chicken's album Look Both Ways. Can I say, don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to all the artists that have been on this show and every other show. You'll also find an archive there where you can download 220 programs that have previously been podcast, and you can keep them on your iPhone, your iPad, your computer or whatever, and you can listen to them to your heart's content. You will also find a little donate button there should you wish to throw a few bob at us to keep the show going. So to finish off what is almost an hour and a half of the best blooming folk, roots and acoustic music in the world, here's Steam Chicken from their new album Look Both Ways with their version of the traditional song Brig Fair. I'd never seen it as a jazz standard before, but there you go. A day without something learned is a day wasted. Steam Chicken there from their new album Look Both Ways, with their version of a song recorded from an old Lincolnshire labourer called William Taylor, Brig Fair, one of the classic English folk songs. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. But most importantly of all, be kind to each other and don't let the buggers grind you down. From a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, this is the Right Reverend Monsignor Michael Harding, wishing you all the very best. Ta-ra.